Title: Sub in Ableton Live 12. Modulated for VHS Rave Color for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, let's build a jungle-ready sub in Ableton Live 12 that hits solid in the low end, but still has that VHS rave life on top. You know the vibe. The sub itself is simple, almost boring, but the sound feels like it's coming off a slightly tired sampler, through a questionable mixer, into a worn-out rig. Tiny drift, gentle dirt, moving tone, a bit of smear, not wobble bass, not modern euro, proper old's full movement. Before we start, quick mindset check. We're going to protect the fundamental like it's sacred, and we're going to sampleify everything above it. That's the whole trick. If you do that right, you get character without losing weight. Step 0. Get the session DNB ready. Set your tempo somewhere between 160 and 170. I like 165 for this. Drop in a drum loop or a break so you have something real to mix against. Amen. Think. Hot pants, anything with that classic swing. If you've got a modern kick and snare layered under the break, even better. We're not finishing a whole track here, but you need drums while you design bass, or you'll overcook it. Now make a MIDI clip for the sub. Keep your notes mostly around E1 to A1. That's roughly 41 to 55 HC for the fundamental, which is the sweet spot for that it's in your chest feeling. And keep the pattern simple. Jungle bass lines are often a 1 or 2 bar call and response with little 8th note pushes, not a million notes. Cool. Now we build the source. Create a MIDI track and name it SUB. Load operator. In operator, choose the algorithm that's just oscillator A only. Set OSCA to a sine wave. Make sure it's mono. One voice. If you want that classic jungle slide between a couple notes, you can turn on glide or portamento, and set it somewhere like 20 to 60 milliseconds. Don't go crazy. We're not doing 808 portamento drama. Just a little slur. Right after operator, add saturator, but do it lightly. Drive around 1 to 3 dB. Soft clip on. The point here is not distortion. It's stability. It helps the sub read consistently and translate on systems without you having to crank the fader. At this point, the bass should be boring. That's perfect. If it already sounds exciting, you're probably already stealing headroom. Now we split the bass into two worlds, the sub core and the VHS color. After saturator, add an audio effect rack. Create two chains. Name the first chain SUB core. Name the second chain VHS color. Let's build the SUB core chain first. This is your club insurance policy. On subcore, add EQ8. Put a low pass on it, somewhere around 120 to 180 HC, steep slope like 24 dB per octave. This keeps the core focused. If later it gets boxy, you can do a tiny dip around 200 to 300, but don't preemptively carve it to death. After EQ8, add utility. Set width to 0%. Mono. If you use bass mono, set it around 120 HC. The main point is, there is no stereo down here. Optional. Add glue compressor. Gently. Attack around 10 milliseconds. Release on auto ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is just to keep it consistent, not to squash it into a brick. Now the fun chain. VHS color. On VHS color, the first thing is EQ8 again, but this time a high pass. Put it around 90 to 120 HC and make it steep, 24 dB per octave. This step is non-negotiable. If you distort or modulate lows down here, you'll smear the fundamental and your whole mix will feel weaker. Think of this chain like a sampled top layer that sits above the real sub. After that, add roar. If you don't want roar, you can use saturator, but roar is amazing for this kind of moving grime. Start with a softer or warmer style. Keep it tasteful. Drive maybe 5 to 12% to begin with. You can always push later. If the dirt gets harsh, use roar's tone control or filtering to keep it more mid-focused and less fizzy. Next, add auto filter for movement. Set it to low pass mode. Put the cutoff somewhere like 300 to 800 HC as a starting point. Add a bit of resonance, maybe 0.5 to 1.2. A tiny whistle is actually kind of period correct here, as long as it's not screaming. Turn on the LFO. Here's the important vibe check. We want drift, not wah-wah, so keep the LFO rate slow. You can go free running at about 0.08 to 0.30 HZ, or sync it to a half bar, one bar, even two bars. Keep the amount small. You should feel it breathing, not hear a clear repetitive wobble. After autofilter, add chorus ensemble. This is the VHS smear. Use chorus mode for subtlety or ensemble if you want it wider, but remember, this is only on the color band. Not the subcore. Rate around 0.10 to 0.40 HZ. Depth low to moderate. Mix about 10 to 25%. If you push chorus too hard, it turns into 90s trance bass, which is a different lesson. Optional next, redux for sampler grit. Downsample around 2 to 6. Bit reduction subtle. Think in terms of 12 to 14 bit vibe, not destroyed Game Boy. Dry wet somewhere like 5 to 20%. If you hear fizzy sandpaper, back off. Then put utility at the end of the VHS color chain. Set width somewhere between 30 and 80%. This is where we let the bass feel wide, but only above the sub. And as you do this, keep mono compatibility in mind. If the bass identity disappears when sub to mono, you've put too much of the hook into stereo-only effects. So now you've got a clean mono sub and a moving, distorted, chorused, slightly degraded top layer. Next we add wow and flutter. We're going to do pitch drift, but subtle. The rule is, instability, not out of tune. Go back to operator. Add a Live 12 modulator. LFO is perfect, or shaper if you like drawing curves. Map it to fine pitch if you can. If you only have coarse available, be extremely tiny with the mapping. Use a sine wave. Set the rate around 0.05 to 0.20 Hz for tape-like wow. Then set the amount so you're only getting about plus or minus 2 to 6 cents. That's it. If you're thinking I can really hear the pitch moving, you've probably gone too far. The best drift is felt as life, not heard as vibrato. Now also modulate the filter motion in a musical way. On the VHS color chain, map an LFO to the auto filter frequency. Consider syncing it to one bar or two bars. And again, keep the amount moderate, especially at 165 BPM. Super slow LFOs feel like tape drift, median speed feels like an unstable oscillator, and fast modulation starts to sound intentional and modern. For jungle, we usually live in slow to medium. Now we set up performance macros so this becomes an instrument, not a science project. Open the audio effect rack macro controls and start mapping. Macro 1. Drift. Map that to the LFO amount controlling operator pitch. Keep the macro range small. You want a little too noticeable but still in key, not seasick. Macro 2. Grit. Map to roar drive. Again, choose a safe range. You should be able to push it for fills without turning the mix into static. Macro 3. Tape age. This is a combo macro. Map it to redux dry slash wet and the chorus mix. Small ranges. The idea is, older tape equals a bit more smear, a bit more degradation. Macro 4. Move. Map to the auto filter LFO amount. That's your mid-range breathing control. Macro 5. Cutoff. Map directly to auto filter frequency, so you can do the DJ style open it up tease in intros and breakdowns. Macro 6. Color level. Map to the chain volume of the VHS color chain. Macro 7. Sublevel. Map to the chain volume of the SUB core chain. Macro 8. Optional. Mono tight. This can be a reminder macro, or you can map it to something like utility gain or width management. The key idea is you always know where the solidity control is. Teacher note here. Decide what moves. Pick one or two movement domains, not all of them at once. If you've got noticeable pitch drift, keep filter movement gentler. If your filter is really evolving, keep pitch nearly locked. Too much motion everywhere reads as messy, not vintage. Now, let's make it feel like a jungle arrangement, because this is where the rack stops being a sound and starts beating a moment. Try a simple 32-bar shape. Bars 1 to 8. Intro. Keep SUB core a bit lower. Bring VHS color up slightly. Open the cutoff, and let move do a bit more. This teases the vibe without dropping full weight. Bars 9 to 16. Drop A. Bring SUB core full. Pull VHS color back a touch so it doesn't cloud the drums. Then, near bar 16, automate grit up for a little fill energy, like the signal chain gets pushed. Bar 17 to 24, breaker variation. Pull SUB core down by 2 to 4 dB. Increase tape AGE and a bit of drift, so it feels like the system is wobbling in the breakdown. Bars 25 to 32, drop B. Tighten it again. Reduce drift slightly so the groove stays clean when the drums get busy. Increase grit a bit and lower the cutoff for that darker, heavier drop. Here's a classic jungle trick that sounds way more complicated than it is. Automate the color chain filter to open slightly at phrase ends, like bar 8, 16, 24, 32. That little breath creates tension and release without changing the bass notes at all. Now we check it properly, because the biggest mistake with character subs is that they sound amazing in your headphones and collapse on a system. Put spectrum after the rec. Make sure your fundamental is strong where your key lives, usually somewhere in the 45 to 60 HC area for these patterns. Then add a utility at the very end of the SUB track. Toggle mono on and off while the loop plays. Do this often. Even automate a quick mono toggle every 8 bars while you tweak, just to keep yourself honest. If the low end changes dramatically in mono, you've accidentally put the identity of the bass into stereo effects. Pull back chorus. Reduce width on the color chain, and double check that your color chain high pass is high enough. If the sub fights the kick, use sidechain compression, but keep it tasteful. Put a compressor on the SUB track, sidechain it from the kick. Fastish attack, like 0.5 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Jungle doesn't usually need extreme pumping. It needs pocket, and if you want a super authentic old sampler note feel, here's a pro move. Resample. Once you like the rack, freeze and flatten, or record the bass to audio for 8 to 16 bars. Then treat it like a sample. Add tiny fade-ins and fade-outs. Nudge one or two hits a few milliseconds late. Do a small gain dip on a single note. Those little imperfections scream chopped on hardware, without you needing any extra plugins. Quick advanced variations if you want to push it. 1. 2-speed wow. Add a slow LFO to pitch for wow, like 0.05 to 0.12 HC, plus a faster LFO at about 4 to 7 HC for flutter. But the flutter amount must be tiny. The goal is transport is slightly broken, not vibrato bass. 2. If you want the bass to read on small speakers, you can create a parallel knock layer later. A third chain band passed around 120 to 250 HC, saturated a bit, kept mono. Blend it quietly. That gives you cabinet knock, so people can follow the bass line even when they can't hear 50 HC.